It's my honor to welcome on the stage the QML master and the driving force behind anything plasma related, Marco Martin.
Hello, everybody. As usual, I will talk about plasma because it's pretty much what I do. But more in general, not what we are doing now, what we are planning to do for the future. Earlier in this year, there was a meeting in Nuremberg in which we start to plan how we want the project in the next few years. And now we actually started to implement it, so I will show I will briefly show also what is the progress and what we have right now and what it's still just a plan. So what do we have today? We have, I think, a pretty complete experience user interface for the desktop. It's what it's shipped with every release in KDE, and we since a while we can serve not only desktop and laptops, but we started to experiment to accommodate also very different kinds of devices that historically KDE couldn't serve. But this situation is changing. So we can count at the moment five different plasma shells. They are our desktop. Then the first alternative that we tried, the netbook. Then Plasma Active. Then Plasma Media Center. And then the last one, slightly weirder case, is the Plasma K part, where it can offer also to normal application a dashboard, like it's using KDevelop is using it. The base idea for Plasma is not to try to build a paradigm one size fits all, not only not having a one size fits all for different devices, but also from these different users. So it's very easy to build a very different looking desktop interfaces. Just by the user by assembling plugins, our plugins called plasmoids, little pieces of user interface that one can assemble how one likes. And I counted, I could be wrong, but the order of magnitude is pretty much that, 71 plasmoids just in the official KDE SC release. Then there are many more in the KDE infrastructure, even more in third-party websites like KDE Look. So as features, we are pretty happy right now. So much that what it will be released in KDE Plasma Workspaces 4.11, feature-wise, will be the last for the 4.x series. That also means that that what we will release in 4.11 will be taken care and will receive bug fixes without adding any new crazy stuff for several years. Actually, so this is also very good occasion to improve quality. But even if we are happy with the current status, doesn't mean that we are happy, we can go home now, that's done. Not really. There are many ways that we can improve it for the future. We can improve, do more of the same of what we are doing right, and we can fix also in a very significant way we are not doing right. And we can also start to have a new design design phase for blue sky thinking about the UI, but that there will be a moment for it. But I think there is still not the moment for that, because there is a big elephant in the room that we have to address before, and it's actually purely technical, therefore fun. Not one elephant, but four elephants in the room. That it's updating to all the new technologies, so we really want to be on Qt 5 as soon as possible. That also means that we really want to start to use frameworks, and also not only using frameworks, but also provide a framework as in a new smaller Liplasma as soon as possible, with all the advantages that they had, only using what is really needed. So having less weight on the runtime. And of course, we want to run on Wayland in the future. This is the major amount of work for that will be done in Queen, but we also need to adapt for that. We had way too many X11 calls and X8OM settings that we really want to get rid of that. And what for personally for us means the biggest change is QML2, actually, because it's true that on one side Plasma 1 can already run plasmoids that are completely running in QML just fine. However, the underlying infrastructure is older than QML, and it's based on the same low-level framework that QML1 is based, that it's Q Graphics View. So everything that was Q Graphics View will have to be ported away. That also means every piece of user interface, every UI that was still done purely in C++ and QGraphics View will have to be ported away in QML, because with QML2 you can only do UI in QML. You need to do something in C++. You have to do an extra plugin, so that's what we will do as well. But we can ask ourselves, why doing that? Because Qt 5 does run a port of QML1. Besides the obvious technical advantages, because it's faster, it renders completely on OpenGL, so it can use modern hardware. It has a It has and will be. It will have a way better JavaScript engine. Other than that, main reasons are also non-technical ones, because where the development is happening now is in QML2. That also means not only on the framework, but also means that there will be many third-party plugins for QML2, what they are called imports in QML. So a good third-party ecosystem where we will be able to take from and having more tools to play around. Other technical changes on our parts that were done in C++. In the core, Plasma was still is, but slightly different in new version, a library that served two main scopes. One was providing the graphics that we needed, so managing initialization of QGraphics view, initializing the containment, initializing what is the desktop window, the panel window, and providing everything graphical. So it had also a widget library because there were no actual widgets for QGraphics view based UIs. All of that is gone. What is remained is everything that should have been in the first place from the first day. So the logic of building a shell, so just purely logical description of where the containments are, what is the hierarchy, saving that on disk, restoring it, and all the data access, so runners are still there, data engines are still there, services as well. But the size of the library decreased significantly from about a bit more 3 megabytes to a bit more than 700K. Those are, again, highly unscientific measurements, but the order, again, the order of magnitude is pretty much that. And another important thing is that the Plasma library what we have now, Qt5 based, doesn't touch anything UI related, doesn't even know that the final library will be done in QML. But all the QML related parts are in the Plasma shell that we won't have five Plasma shells anymore, but only one. Well, probably two, since the K part needs to be a library instead of a binary, but it's just a compilation issue. Why we needed to have different shells, different Plasma shells executables independently developed, that was due from the fact that we had to put a lot of shell, a lot of UI related code that wasn't really dependent from containments or applets, but was the global UI, such as wallpaper configurations, such as add widget, UI for adding widget, UI for switching activities. All of that became a QML package. One other very nice thing of QML2 is that with Qt 5.1, the Qt controls have been released, so we can now do purely in QML also the part that needed to have a native look, like the wallpaper configuration. So we have no need at all to do any UI in C++. The shell became a pure runtime environment. And yeah, this is the shell package. So that, as I said, it contains all of that UI that is typical of a particular form factor. So a desktop will have one. For tablets, we have something completely different. For a media center, we have something completely different. Another kind of package that we that will be probably introduced. This is a more, much more on a design state. Is another kind of package that should provide every piece of user interface that it's QML based, and it's used by any piece of the workspace that doesn't have to be necessarily Plasma as in the Plasma shell, but for the user, he doesn't care at all from what sub-projects a particular piece of user interface comes from. So it's important that things like the login screen, the lock screen, the logout screen, the alt tab interface have all of them have a kind of consistent look and feel. And if an user decides to change the theme, everything changes in a consistent way, or on a different form factor, everything is adapted in a consistent way for the new form factor. So both of these kind of package and the shell package are will be device specific and dependent from a particular form factor. So both of them we will be able to change either in part or completely on a different device. So the experience of on a tablet can be completely different without having a single different line of C++ code. Another thing that is very interesting, there will be also the possibility to change those at runtime. So there could be triggered events like I take my tablet, I dock it in a docking station that has a keyboard and mouse. Therefore, all the tablet UI gets shut down. It starts. The Plasma desktop UI. The on-screen keyboards get shut down. The lock screen changes. The login screen changes, and I have a complete desktop. I detach it from the docking station, and I have again a touch environment working. And this is for the workspace. And as you heard from the talk by Kevin this morning, other people are also having very similar ideas, also for applications. So in the future, we'll probably be able to adapt not only the interface of the workspace, but the interface of every single application, being able to ship a desktop interface, a mobile interface, without problems. Where we are at the moment, in part of what I said is plans. In part of what I said, we already have it. It's already working. The Plasma library has been ported to Framework 5 and to QML 5. And to Qt 5 running on QML 2. We do have a minimal shell that it's not usable by means right now, but is no, I have to exit from the full screen presentation, right? Yes. And yeah, basically this is it, is just all the plasmoids that are shown are just trials, are just tests for the widgets. Like, let's try to put all the widgets on them and fix them one by one. But it shows already that that all the components in QML that we had from Plasma 1, those are ported. So it's technically possible, or already possible right now, to port plasmoids. As I said, C++ plasmoids unfortunately will have to be ported. There is also a minimal porting effort needed for QML1 based plasmoid, but it's usually very small, from adapting something to just changing import Qt Quick 1.0 to Qt Quick 2.0, then when you are lucky. So this is basically the groundwork is done, and we now have to build on top all this groundwork. And thank you.
Any questions?
Do you know if the trolls are working on precompiled QML?
I don't know.
Okay.
I know they are working on a new JavaScript interpreter that should fix a rather unpleasant thing in QML that was having too much copies of wrappers of objects for every object that was created. So at least the memory consumptions per object created should get better. I'm not aware of any plans about precompiled QML. It may be, but I really don't know.
Okay. So I really like your the slide about the look and feel packages. I think it's a great idea and something I really missed. My question is, I was missing there, with those packages, will you get to choose what the applications will look like? Or is it still supposed to be a different thing from a different world?
Yes, it does. It's basically QML teams, so it's the QML that it's a little part of the logic that will be done in QML plus everything that how it does look like. So pretty deep personalization, as some projects already do, like LightDM does that, SDDM does that. It has just a minimal QObject based API for actually doing the stuff they need, and then no. Yes. For the applications themselves, no. It's that is about the workspace. You could also define that is also something that we can talk about. It those package could also define a hint for what a team for the application you want, like Oxygen or something else. That wasn't planned. If there are advantages on that, we can talk about and see.
So you mentioned being able to like dock a tablet and then the UI becomes desktop. Mm-hmm. Do you know exactly how that UI flow will go? Will it be like shutting down and restarting, or is everything that's currently active, all the currently active plasmoids with their current state, are they just expected to magically turn into a desktop state? Or do they get restarted?
We still didn't decide if the contents of the desktop will stay as they are, as in what plasmoids are loaded. By the way, also plasmoids can define pieces of UI that are just for desktop or just so. If we decide that we want the exact same activities, it's called, it can reload the same plasmoids with their UI adapted for the new kind of device. And I think it's probably what it will happen in the end. Another option could be just having a complete different configurations, form factor specific, but probably we won't go there, at least not immediately.
Any more questions? Okay, then I guess, thank you, Marco.
Okay. Thank you.